WCHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Hey, good afternoon. It is Intuitive Soul. It is the third Wednesday, so yay, we have Nancy with us. Hey, Nance.
Hey, how are ya?
Good. Nancy Aruda is with us every first and third Wednesday of the month, and she can be found on the web at universalsky.com, and Nancy is our in-house astrologer. So if we know that lots of people have questions, and so you may want to, you know, jump the queue. We'll talk a little bit about what's up in the universe of sky right now. But if you're wanting to come in and ask some questions for some guidance, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. If you come in on instant feedback, there's two things you need to do. You need to be really clear about what you want. And because we have Nancy, you need to add in your date of birth. If you don't have the date of birth, that's how Nancy sort of connects in with your energy. So it'll give you better guidance if you do that. All right. So, Nance, we're coming into some kind of, you know, it's like that time of year where, you know, lots of new beginnings are happening, and then we have
eclipses.
You know, and I know that all eclipses aren't bad, and it's not about good or bad, but they do tend to have kind of an impact.
They do. And they're not bad. Eclipses are typically around clearing. So they help us clear what we're experiencing on physical, mental, and emotional levels. There's typically an alignment. So somehow it's connected to a soul expression or soul experience on our own evolutionary process. But typically when eclipses happen, there's a lot of intensity around a specific time of year. So people are starting to feel that intensity already.
Yeah. Okay, so tell us more about the one. Okay, so it's a full moon that we're having on the 25th.
Yes, so on April 25th, there's a lunar eclipse in the sign of Scorpio. Lunar eclipses connect us more with the lesson that we're learning. Solar eclipses are a little more gentle. And again, it all depends on how well you learn the lesson with the lunar eclipse. Sometimes the solar eclipse comes first. Sometimes the lunar eclipse comes first. They travel in twos. So when we have one, 2 weeks later, we have another. So, and then on the rarest of occasions, they travel in three. So, and this is one of those times where we get three of them. But if we go back to the lunar eclipse that's happening on April 25th, it takes place in the sign of Scorpio. And there's kind of like this tug of war taking place on our values and beliefs, what it is that we value and believe in. For many people, that's connected to their finances. Because we automatically associate our finances to our values and beliefs. And in the sign of Scorpio, it rules what we need to let go of. So we're literally purging. So this is kind of like a double purge of our psychological and emotional garbage cans. Anything that does not serve us on a mental level or emotional level must get rid of it. Okay. Of course, the universe has lots of patience. So it's not saying we all have to do this by April 25th. We do have an integration period. We have 6 months to integrate the learning. The relationship dynamic continues as well. So even though we've just come out of some powerful relationship energy with the Aries, Libra, new moons, and full moons, they weren't eclipses, but they were very intense. Because of all the Aries energy that was going with that set of new moons and full moons, that continues into Taurus Scorpio because it's here where we're still in a relationship dynamic. Taurus is ruled by the relationship planet of Venus, and Scorpio is ruled by Pluto, but its ancient ruler is Mars. So when we have Mars and Venus interacting, we're pulling in that relationship dynamic. Both Mars and Venus during the eclipse will be in the sign of Taurus, conjunct the sun. So in the same space as the universe as the sun is. And of course, the moon is opposite the sun in a lunar eclipse. So we also, with this particular eclipse, have to watch our power levels. So that surge of power that moves within us, and quite often it is controlled or directed by an undercurrent or either the emotion of fear or anger. So we need to be careful of those. And there's always, with this energy, the desire to want more. So that's kind of what we're working through.
So that's what we're working for the next 6 months, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The intensity is now.
Right.
Okay. So we're feeling that intensity now. If I look at other Scorpio dynamics, it's other people's money, it's government. Okay. It's also tax time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's the government, it's loans. You know, when we're dealing with other people's money, we look at how we borrow money from other people. There may be some closures in some areas. You may be able to close up some deals that you've been working on in terms of, you know, paying back creditors. So there's a lot of things that we can look at this in a positive light of, woohoo, I just made my final credit card payment and now I'm back to zero kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we can let go of the stress of that worry. But if you have some overdues, then you really need to look into how can you take more responsibilities with those overdues.
Okay. Well, let's see what happens then. Like, it sounds like it's going to be an interesting next little while with the intensity on this.
Yeah.
Full moons, it's funny because full moons are kind of more about endings, right? Where new moons are about new beginnings. Full moon is kind of the let's kind of complete some stuff.
How I see a full moon is pregnancy just before birth.
Okay.
Okay, so the new moon is the birthing process. The full moon is the incubation. What's already taking place beneath the surface? And if we look at how we feel on a day-to-day level or month-to-month level, the new moon allows us to plant seeds in creation and inspire us in a new direction. The full moon shows us where we are within that new direction. But it'll show us the new direction from 6 months ago.
Hmm.
So from its new moon component. So the new moon Scorpio transpired November-ish of 2012. Okay. So now we have to look at the dynamic of November 2012. Where are we now within that cycle? What started in November of 2012, where you're looking at that situation now in a different light, in a more progressed light. And how I like to say full moons is, if we look at our psychological nature and our psychological experiences in life, in the new moon, we're kind of looking for a direction. In the full moon, if you understand your psychological nature, you're seeing it being played out before your eyes in life. So it's like somebody turned on the inside light bulb, the light bulb that exists within your consciousness, and you will be able to see how that's reflected to you in your external reality.
Hmm. Yeah, I think of the full moon, and that's usually when people think of the crazy people that are around, and, you know, the animals kind of go a little bit more.
Yeah.
what would be the word? Animalistic? they're all men. They're true name. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's like howling.
Yeah.
Yeah, but basically what it is you're being given the opportunity to fully illuminate your intuitive or inward or emotional experiences. Mm. Okay, so it's like somebody's turned on a nightlight. And that's exactly what the full moon is. It's complete reflection of the sun on half of the moon's surface. We only get to see half of the moon's surface at any point in time from the perspective of Earth. Okay? And this is where the sun is completely opposite it. So it's like a big nightlight in the sky. And that reflects our own internal emotional expression. So it's like somebody turned on a light bulb within the self. And through that reflective process, it takes everything we're experiencing internally and reflects it into our external reality so that we're given the ability to fully see what's happening internally.
Right. Cool.
I don't know how else to express it.
No, that's good.
But yeah, so just like pay attention and look at your external reality and say, wow. Yeah, no, that person just assisted me with seeing something that I need to let go of within my life that no longer serves me. Or this dynamic is showing me where I need to focus my energy. What happens, because we're creatures of emotional habit, is we get caught up in the drama. We get caught up in the ego component, which is the sun's component. And there's a tendency to not really want to look at the truth. But if you're willing to look at the truth during a full moon, you will see the complete truth.
And then, I mean, okay, so lots of stuff has happened. Venus has just come out of Aries. So we've had this full, intense couple of weeks with a lot of planets in Aries. And then things are slowly starting to move towards Taurus.
Which is the whole values and beliefs component being amplified.
And that only, I mean, the sun moves into Taurus in just 2 days. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm looking for my sheet here. The sun moves into Taurus on April 19th. So that's kind of like when we're shifting. We're shifting from that internal passion and illumination and initiation on, you know, what's inspiring me right now? What direction do I want to travel into? And as it moves into the sign of Taurus, it's like, okay, what do I need to do on a physical level? What steps do I need to take that inspiration from the sun of Aries and manifest it into something with the sun in Taurus?
Right.
So it's the first steps that are necessary to take your inspiration into manifestation.
Start grounding it, yeah.
Yeah, total grounding energy. It's also slow down.
Right.
Aries is this very fast, fast, go, 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 go. Taurus is kind of like, okay, I've been on such a go, 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 go that now I need to stop and slow down.
And Taurus is much slower than most of the other Earth planets too, right?
It's
a more sensual, more enjoyable. It's a different vibration.
Yeah, it's a grounded slow motion vibration.
Hmm.
So,
but it is it. There is some association with sensuality in Taurus.
Oh, yes. Totally.
Yeah,
totally.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about totally tapping into your physical senses.
Okay.
So you know, appetites may increase. Flavors, like as you eat, will become more expressive in your mouth. Scents in the air are more explosive around you in terms of, you know, what you're smelling and tasting and eating. Touch becomes more sensual, so therefore more physical contact. And this is kind of like where we go to that second phase of the relationship component, because it's here where two people are relating. In Aries Libra, while they're relating, it's more like expressing themselves, communication, so having conversations with other people. This is where we get into the touch component of a relationship.
Hmm. Okay, we need to go to our first break.
Okay.
You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda. Nancy can be found on the web at universalsky.com. You're with Lori Houston from intuitivesoul.com. We're on Sky Radio. If you have any questions, this would be a great time to give us a call, and we can offer some of our guidance. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback. But because Nancy's our in-house astrologer, just be really clear about the question you want, and with that add in your date of birth so Nancy can look at the vibration of your date of birth to offer the guidance she offers. All right, we're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
On the web now. Log on.
NewSkyRadio.com.
I'm on the rocky road, heading down off the mountain slope, and as my steps echo, echo louder than before, another day is done, say goodbye to the setting sun, see what I found, turn back to the ground. Just like before. And hey, 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 beautiful day.
Hey,
hey, beautiful day.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nancy Arruda. Nancy's with us every first and third Wednesday of the month. And Nancy can be found at universalsky.com. Nancy's our in-house astrologer who is amazing at what she does. If you've ever had a astrology reading and would like to have, you know, maybe, you know, what the trends are or different changes, or if you've never had an astrology reading, definitely take advantage. Nancy offers a discount for all Sky listeners, so connect with her from her website, universalsky.com. Let her know you're a listener, and she'll help you. All right, we're sort of talking about what's up in the universal sky. We do have an instant feedback, but if you have questions, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or again, send us instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting and add in your date of birth. Nance, do you want to take this now or are you ready?
I'm not ready.
Okay.
I didn't see that come through.
it just came through, so.
I started preparing the, what's happening with the solar eclipse in Taurus on May 9th.
Really?
Yeah.
We don't need to go there yet. We're going to have you here.
Okay. So you can go ahead with
Oh, yeah. I'll start. Yeah. I'll start. I just wanted to make sure you were with us here. Okay, so Leanne is wondering if I made the connection already with a businesswoman who may consider hiring me for a job, or will I make a new one in the future health fairs I will be attending? Okay, so you're doing some health fairs and meeting people. My goal is to get myself in the door to my path. All right, sounds good, Leanne. All right, so let's see what you're getting here. I'm sort of feeling like you're definitely on the right path and that signals are sort of saying that. There's something that it's showing me about you needing to learn a little bit more, and I'm not sure what that is or what that's about, but there's something about you needing to take either some more courses to prepare yourself or to get yourself on the right, in the right frame of mind so that you can get to the places of connecting with these people at the health fairs, etc. I like that you're going to the health fairs. I like that that's how you're connecting with people. I say just continue doing what you're doing. Open yourself up to possibilities. I'm not sure necessarily if this person that you've connected with most recently is somebody who's going to necessarily hire you for a job, but I think it's a good connection. But there's something more that either you need, there's just something more about education, or there's something more that you're learning and training about. And I would, you know, continue forward on that to make sure you have, you know, all the things kind of ready and prepared. So that's the one thing that I'm getting. But I do get that there's a lot of energy around the summer and celebration. So, you know, a lot of times we're so focused on our path and this journey that we forget to enjoy ourselves while we're on it. We seem to think that we have to get to some end place and that that's where everything will fall into place once we get to this end place or once we get to this one place that we're looking for. And I'm gonna recommend that you sort of just start enjoying all of it. Just, you know, enjoy all of it. I know sometimes we get caught up in the worries of everyday life and the worries of everyday world, but, you know, I get that if you take some courses and stuff, you'll really enjoy yourself. There'll be more people that you can connect with, and there's just some new things that you're still learning about. And I see things moving, you know, in a very positive direction after the summer. So things are definitely moving forward, and you're definitely on it. But, you know, just take some time and enjoy it. Nancy?
Yeah, very much the same. Totally on path. So you're already on path. In terms of you're supposed to be working in the health field. So there is that dynamic of you're in the right field, you're in the right area, right space, right time, right now. In terms of the learning, I'm seeing the learning continue as well, but it's also about clearing and healing some emotion that's holding you back. So from your fullest expression of being. So I kind of, that could be what you're working through right now, is healing or clearing emotion that's holding you back. You know, but at the same time, watch the ego, because that little guy sometimes can come out and cause more damage than what it's worth.
Especially right now, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, with the power energy and the power surges, right? Because we're feeling that power. So, you know, be aware of your ego and how you're moving forward, but at the same time, like, really open up to that healing dynamic. What I'm also getting is patience. I hear the word patience. You have difficulty with the patience dynamic, probably because you have moon in Aries. So there's this, I need to move forward quickly and assertively and aggressively. You also have Venus in Leo, which is that I need to keep moving forward. But, you know, patience is a key word here. The other thing I get is don't neglect family. So there's this, you also need to pay attention to the needs of your family. Your career will be put on hold if you try to avoid the needs of family. So that's where you'll feel like you're slowing down. Part of your path is also integrating the sense of health and wellness within your, whatever you would consider your immediate family at this point in time.
Cool.
So, right. But yeah, already on path. It's all good.
Good. I hope that helps, Leanne. And again, if anybody has any questions, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or send us more instant feedbacks. Be really clear about what you're asking and add in your date of birth. Okay, so Pluto just went retrograde. Venus just moved into Taurus.
Yes.
There's this interesting path this year where, or at least in the last couple months, where a lot of planets have been following the sun or going into the sun sign at the same time. I mean, with Aries, we saw just this incredible surge of energy, especially, you know, like beginning of the month.
Yeah. It was happening with Pisces too.
There was definitely.
There was a lot of Pisces energy altogether. I think
more.
There was seven.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause we also have Chiron and Neptune in Pisces.
Right.
Whereas in Aries, we have Uranus in Aries. In Taurus, what's in Taurus? In Taurus, there is, in terms of outer energies, the only thing in Taurus is South Node. Mm. So the current transiting South Node is in Taurus, which means the North Node is in Scorpio.
But Venus just went into Taurus.
Venus has gone into Taurus. We have Mars in Taurus. I was looking more towards outer energies.
Oh, I see. Right.
Yeah. So there's no other outer energies. There's an asteroid in Taurus called Pallas Athena, which helps us awaken our mindset. It's about the creative intellect.
Now, Mars won't go for a couple weeks.
Mars stays in Taurus for quite some time.
No, but it's not there right now.
Oh.
Is it?
No, it's a couple days.
Oh, April it's just 20th. A couple days. Oh, okay.
So it's the day after the sun moves into Taurus, April 20th.
So it's almost, we're almost right on schedule. Usually, isn't one of them in usually for 6 weeks?
That would be Mars, yeah.
Right.
But see, Mercury is still in the sign of Aries.
Well, it, and I think it just moved in the end of last week or the beginning of this, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So even for the eclipse, it's in the sign of Aries.
Yeah. 25th, yeah.
Yeah. When we get to the next eclipse on May 9th, it moves into the, it will be in the sign of Taurus then.
Right. And that's the new moon will be in Taurus then.
Yes.
Right. So then we'll have a whole bunch again in the new moon that's all Taurus.
Yeah. And then when we experience the, well, hang on. Venus will have moved into Gemini.
Oh.
On the solar eclipse in Taurus on May 9th. I'm like, wait a minute, something's moved. Something's moved. Venus will be at 00 degrees of Gemini, 28 minutes. So it just moved out for the eclipse.
Huh. Interesting.
Venus in Gemini, May 9th at 11:03 a.m. The eclipse is at 8:28 p.m.
Oh, so same day.
Same day. So there's going to be a huge shift in energy on the May 9th eclipse. Okay. There's the potential for intensity. There's the potential for healing or recognizing duality within relationship. It's interesting because Venus is ruled by the sign of Taurus and it moves out of Taurus the same day into the sign of Gemini. So there's a little bit of an unconscious expression transpiring in how, or we're working towards completion within our sense of duality, completion within relationship, and moving through to communicating our values and beliefs more effectively.
Well, I think, you know, I'm just going to stay positive that these eclipses will not be, you know, too traumatic. Then you know, we'll just be opening and awakening and allowing that energy to flow.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, I get for the May 9th one, it's not traumatic at all. Oh. Yes, we're still moving forward with the clearing that we did with the Scorpio one. But I looked up the underlying vibration of it, and it's really about spiritual forces that are at work to assist us with bringing us blessings.
Right. Cool. Well, then that sounds even better. Yes. All right. Time for our second break.
Yes.
You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta. Nancy can be found on the web at universalsky.com. If you have questions, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us instant feedback. We've gotten a few, so we'll get to them. Be really clear about what it is that you're asking and add in your date of birth. All right, we're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Help. Life's a game. Win. Call and get advice from today's top coaches that are here to help you run a business, offer legal advice, enrich your relationships, or guide you on the right career path. Our coaches are expert professionals in their field to help you win the game of life. Listen to Coach Me Radio, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
When I get to Warwick Avenue, of the tube, we can talk things over a little time. Promise me you won't stay by the line. When I get to Warwick Avenue, please drop the past and be true. Don't think we're okay just because I'm. But I won't shed a tear.
The life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nancy Ruta from Universal Sky. And we're talking about what's kind of going on, the energies, the solar eclipses that are coming. We are doing readings, so you can give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. If you do instant feedback, be really clear about what you want and add in your date of birth. All right, we have our first caller today, which is Teresa. Hi, Teresa. Can you hear us, Teresa?
I've been stuck for about 18 years with fibromyalgia. Just feel like I've been living in the darkness, like I'm stuck in the mud. And I'm just starting to kind of wake up a little bit and feel like there's something I'm supposed to be doing, but I don't know what it is. I don't know where I'm supposed to go from here.
Okay. What I'm picking up is a lot of energy around, you know, the fibromyalgia still. So there's a lot of stuff that is still sort of intensely keeping you where you are. I'm glad that you're starting to feel like a little bit of energy. I'm thinking and hoping that that's maybe because of all the Aries energy that we had. But I still feel that there's some things that are, you know, keeping you feeling bound and stuck. Some things are about to end. Any petty stuff that's going on. So, you know, any gossipy type things, any friends that have like kind of a lower type gossipy energy, you want to stay away from them because they're still kind of holding you back and keeping you stuck in this place. I think there's some family around that too. So just you want to kind of not only, I mean, take the advantage of the eclipses that are coming to really clear away some of this energy so that you can start to have inspiration again, so that you can start to get really inspired and open yourself up to new beginnings. What I do see is that there's definitely a choice coming your way. And the choice is always, you know, choose love versus fear. I see you kind of juggling a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff still stuck in your past, and you want to, you know, move forward instead of worrying about the stuff in the past and juggling things and people. And I really get that there's a couple of friends and some family members that are really kind of keeping you stuck with the fibromyalgia. What I want you to do is to really look at the choices that you're coming up to. You don't want somebody telling you what you should be doing. You want that inspiration to come from within you, because we could come up with a whole bunch of things that you could do, but really it has to do with you following your heart. Really it has to do with what inspires you to do what you want to do. What is starting to open you up? I'm getting a picture of, you know, colors. So whether you, you know, paint or, you know, use pastels or do something just to inspire you again, to get your energy flowing again. Maybe it means painting your house some nice vibrant colors, or going out and grabbing some clothes that are nice and bright instead of the ones that have kind of been stuck and old and kind of have a dull finish to them. So just really lighten yourself up. And I think what will happen is things will start to move. I know fibromyalgia is not an easy illness to deal with, and a lot of people don't take it very seriously. And there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of energy all around that. So just realize you always have a choice. And you may not have a choice from the pain you're feeling, but you have a choice as to how you respond to it or react from it. And so come from that place of love and what, you know, just little things that will make you feel more vibrant again and allow that to sort of start inspiring you. Nancy?
Yeah, what I'm getting is really about looking backwards over this time period right now with the lunar eclipse in Scorpio, and seeing what is it that you need to eliminate from your life, from your consciousness, from your heart and soul, that no longer serves your journey as you choose to move forward. And a lot of this is really about doing the emotional mental work, looking at your past and healing and clearing any reason for not desiring to move forward. So if there's any issues around guilt, which is really about inspiring more love into your life. So again, you know, it's all about, what do I love about myself? What can I do Okay, so yes, you're in this place of really having a lot of physical restriction, but at the same time, there's stuff that you can do that you don't require the use of your muscles all the time or on an intense level. So, you know, creative work, writing, whatever you write out of yourself, journaling is what I mean here by writing. When you take those past thoughts that are really holding you back or any thoughts around guilt or negative experiences and write it, that's the first way you get it out of your body. Okay, you're taking those thoughts that may be limiting you out of your mind so that you can focus on what inspires me. And through that process, it's not necessarily an easy process to journal about what's bothering you, but through that process, you're giving yourself permission to acknowledge, accept, and heal, okay, so that you can move forward. In terms of painting, I'm seeing more artistic painting, okay? So buy a canvas, buy a paintbrush, pick up some paints, and just allow your inner world to hit the canvas. It doesn't matter what it looks like, okay? You don't need to be an artist. It can just be blobs of color. Mm-hmm. And then take a look at the expression of that color. Take a look at how that painting makes you feel. Is it filled with anger? Is it filled with joy? And if the colors are dark and muted, then you know you need to re-inspire yourself and continue inspiring yourself. I also want to say read. Read stuff that inspires you. Okay, versus disempowering. So, like, don't look at crime novels, for example. Look at self-help books or journals or anything that would inspire you to move forward.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're saying lay off the Dean Koontz? Because that has been my addiction. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I have noticed that I have been bombarded with things from my past that, like, keep coming up for me to examine again.
Yeah, examine
which is
and heal
weird.
It.
That's never happened before.
Yeah, just look at the situation, acknowledge it, go, yep, that's what it was. And that no longer has power over me now as an adult. I can choose a different reality from this point forward. So, and through that process of looking at it, acknowledging it, accepting it for what it was in the past, and saying, you know what, it no longer has power over me from this point forward, that in itself is a huge part of the battle of healing.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy. Thank you, Lori.
You're welcome. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Let us know what happens. All right. Well, it's it's an interesting day. I think there's a lot of people that have questions and stuff. I know we have another instant feedback coming up, but if you have any questions, you want some more guidance, give us a call now. We could probably take one more caller, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. I think we will why don't we go to our next break and we'll have a little bit more time to answer some questions. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda. Nancy can be found on the web at universalsky.com. And if you want to get a reading and have wanted to get an astrology done, take advantage of Nancy's special. Let her know that you're a Sky listener and email her and let her know from her website, universalsky.com. And we're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Many hundred miles at war. Be mine. nothing at all in my head to say to you, only the beat of the train I'm on, nothing I've learned all my life on the way to you. One day our love is over and gone. It's so many miles and so long since I've met you, don't even know what I'll say when I get to you, but suddenly now I know where I belong. It's many hundred miles and it won't be long. What will I do if there's someone there with you? Maybe someone you've always known. How do I know I can come? With no warning and find you alone. It's so many miles and so long since I met you, don't even know what I'll find when I get to you, but suddenly now I know where I belong. It's many hundred miles and it won't be long. It won't be long. It won't be long. It won't.
Live the life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul, and we have Nancy Arruda here today. Nancy is always here with us the first and third Wednesdays of the month. She's our in-house astrologer. We know everybody loves Nancy because we get great feedback and guidance from her astrological connection and how she connects in with your date of birth and the energies around that. So do connect with her. She can be found on the web at universalsky.com. She's a whole wealth of information on that site. It's huge. Take some time. Find out more about astrology and then give her a call and let her know that you'd like to have a reading, and she gives a discount to all Sky listeners. All right, so we have an instant feedback, and I think, you know, this is something that's happening to a lot of people right now. Angela is wanting to talk about some of the energies that are going on. She started the week very sluggish and now feels angry at what's going on in the world with the bombings. And she read a horrible story on people not helping others and wants to know how she handles all this. So what should I expect during this time? I know Nancy has some stuff because there's some things going on in your chart. But Angela, I mean, the big thing is it's really hard right now not to turn the TV on and get information about what's happening, and then, you know, allowing that energy that's kind of a negative spiral or a very, I don't even want to say low energy. It's just, it's kind of a depressing, sluggish energy, which is what you were feeling. Once you're in that, you know, it kind of is a downward spiral. You know, then you'll find more information to sort of support that. My feeling to you is just, you know, don't listen to the news right now. I mean, this is not a good time for you. You're going through a lot of things. You're wanting to heal a lot of things in your life, and a lot of people are. I mean, I'm one of those people that does news fasts, you know, for years and years at times. I don't actually own a TV. I don't want to own a TV. I don't want to get inundated by all the noise that is out there. Information that I need to know, I will always find out about. But, you know, I have actually some really lovely energy around you. It's just that you're focusing on some of these problems. And it's hard not to. Of course, everybody around you is talking about it. Everybody, it's hard when you're in the energy of it to sort of step outside of it. But know that everything on the outside is what you're focusing on. And I want you to go back inside and sort of start bringing up the love, because there's lots of stories out there as well about all the love that this has brought and all the support that this has brought. And so you're reading things that are just building on the feelings that you're having. So shift it out. Start looking at what in your life is this representing? What areas from the past are you needing to sort of come into acceptance with? What anger haven't you been dealing with? What sadness and grief haven't you been dealing with? And that's usually why a lot of this stuff happens and comes up. And it is about healing the world. It is about healing energies around. And there are a lot of good stories. And if you look for them instead of the other, or just open yourself up to the love that's around you, that will come more in a more supportive way. There's a lot of stuff happening around you. There's a lot of energy that's difficult to get out of, but it's all in, you know, how do you want to deal with it? Because you can get caught up. The only way to heal anything is to heal yourself first, to deal with the inner turmoil that you're experiencing within yourself. You have to come to an understanding and a peace within you. Forgive the people that have hurt you in the past that are making you angry still, that you haven't forgiven. Forgive the people that, you know, did the bombing. I know it's really hard when it's really fresh, but this is the time when, you know, we don't know the whole story. We don't know any of the story of what happened, but, you know, it's forgiveness. It's forgiving really your own peace, because it's your perceptions that are bringing the pain and then keeping that pain sort of stuck. That's what I would recommend, focusing more on the love that's within you and not on all the pain, but allow that pain to come up, but just don't get stuck in it. Don't keep you from doing the things that you do love. And, you know, look at those situations that are coming up and where the triggers are from. Like, where is it really coming from? Because it's not really coming from the outside world. It's coming from someplace within you. So that's what I would recommend, Nancy.
Okay. I agree. Walk away from the television set and the news. It's interesting because there are a lot of inspiring stories that come from a horrific event.
Yes.
And they have a tendency to focus on the horror. And as they breed fear, okay, they take away power. So as mass media continues to focus on this dynamic of let's show all the negative stuff, let's show all the bad stuff, what they're actually doing is imposing fear on individuals. And that fear makes an individual powerless. Okay, so it is very, very draining. It's draining from your own natural life resources. So the choice here is to walk away from what does not serve you. And that would be the negative implications of watching the news. Okay. Instead, ask yourself, what inspires me? What do I choose to experience? And where you're being asked to make the transformation is to step into these leadership shoes. Okay. You're being asked to choose what's in alignment for your best interest. And this is what's draining your energy right now, is you're looking at everything outside of yourself and feeling powerless. Instead of saying, what do I need to focus on that helps build my own inner strength and my own inner power? Where do I need to heal? Because there is this huge healing journey that's taking place for you as well, in terms of stepping into this place of leadership for yourself, as opposed to being pushed into a powerless position. So, and that's transpiring through many different levels within your chart right now. But that's typically the core of where Angela needs to focus her energy.
Didn't you say something about Pluto?
Pluto square Pluto, yeah. Which is really about evolution. Who do you need to evolve into? And as she's looking at her evolutionary process, she's looking at the hardship. She's focusing on the negative within her own evolutionary cycle instead of the positive component of it, which is be a leader, not a follower.
Mm. Yeah. It's right. Funny how when stuff like that happens, it's so easy to get caught up, and we do really need to look at, look at ourselves, but look at, everything that's around us too, that's representing what our inner turmoil is all about.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And it's always about what have I created? Right, on an individual level. How did I play into that creation? So we'll look at society as a whole and then question our role within it.
Right. And we always have a role.
Always have a role. And we always have a role in the dynamic of creation, and we always have the power to choose. We have the power to agree or disagree. But many people believe that they're completely powerless and their voice has no meaning.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the case at all.
Nope. Well, so on that note, we have some eclipses coming. Woo! That will help heal some of this stuff. And the first eclipse is not until the 25th, correct?
Correct. Which is what, next week?
Sometime next week, I think. So... yeah, let's Thursday. All right, thanks, Cassandra. all right, so it's the end of our show, and Nancy will be back. Sorry, I haven't gotten that up on May 1st.
Woohoo!
That's a nice, exciting day. All right, so you've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul, and we've been on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.